News Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney courtside from Burton Afton High School. As the gym is nearing capacity now, as the USA Patriot fan base in strong numbers, as well as the Flint Beecher Bucks and some very curious foes and friends from around the area. John, before we get to the USA Patriots, I must say this game has a very Hoosiers feel to it. We have South Bend Central taking on the old Hickory from Hoosiers.
Huskers. If you have never witnessed that movie, you need to go ahead and pull it out of mothballs. It is, the best basketball movie that's out there.
Well, the USA Patriots enter tonight at a perfect 24-0 on the season. Monday's win was the lowest point total on offense for the Patriots since February 7th when they played Sanford Meridian. They are the back-to-back Greater Thumb West champions and the back-to-back district champions as well. Coach Mark Gainforth at the helm for 22 years, now with 382 total victories and 127 losses, 13 district titles, 3 regionals, and 11 league titles to boot. On offense, USA the best in the Greater Thumb Conference at 65.5 points. That's behind Beecher by just 0.8 of a point. On defense, they allow 39 points per game. That's also the best in the Greater Thumb Conference, but that's ahead of Beecher by 15.3 points. Differential of 26.5 is the best in the Greater Thumb Conference by more than 21 points. A 24-0 team and haven't lost in 364 days now. It was a year ago tomorrow that Beecher defeated USA 95-64 in Montrose in the regional semifinal. Monday's ball game was a defensive bout as USA scored 24 points under their average, but the good news is they held Novell to 19 points below their average as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, talking about tonight's opponent, Beecher, they simply have a knack of wearing down their opponents. I think 100% concentration and even a near-perfect game isn't a guarantee tonight. This is going to be one whale of a chess match between the two coaches.
This is the third straight regional and fourth in 5 years that USA has played in. Tonight marks the first time since 2005 that they have gotten to the regional final game. 14 years ago, USA defeated Harper Woods 74-73. To move on to the quarterfinals when they took out Detroit Community 63-60, the Negaunee in the semifinals 71-52 before losing to Olivette 55-74. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside that Patriot huddle.
Well, Clark, Coach Mark Gainforth, the talented USA Patriots, they can go 10 deep if he needs them. They look to turn their defensive effort into offensive points. That's been their credo the whole year. Three seniors lead this team effort. Isaiah Williamson, Zach Fritz, they anchor the inside. Hunter Bone, he's the one that sets the table for the banquet for his snipers, juniors Tyler Heckroth, Micah Kramer, and a sophomore, Landon Zimmer. They're going to need to be on tonight for them to upset the Bucks.
With a win tonight, USA to win their first regional championship in 14 years and play the winner of Detroit Edison and Detroit Loyola. That game would take place in West Bloomfield this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. We are 7 minutes away from tipping off the Region 20 Championship between the Flint Beecher Bucks and the USA Patriots right here on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll take a look at the tail of the tape between these two squads on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWSports.com.
Denny King here at Moore Motors with only 3 clearance Rams left in stock. How about a 2017 Ram Crew with the award-winning Hemi available at employee price for everyone as low as $31,134? Or my last 17 Ram Bighorn with the 3-liter Eco Diesel that gets almost 30 miles per gallon on the highway as low as $38,619? And last, but certainly not least, the 17 Ram 1-ton Crew Cab Laramie with a Cummins diesel and heavy-duty Eisen transmission for as low as $60,298. They're going fast, so don't wait another minute to stop at Moore Motors in Carroll or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
When you need new transportation, visit Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. It's like Chevy Country with a population of over 100 Chevrolet cars, pickups, and SUVs on the lot at almost all times. It's the perfect place to shop for your brand new or GM-certified pre-owned Chevrolet. Customers come from Bad Axe and Bay City, Carroll, Deckerville, Harbor Beach, Sandusky, and beyond to shop from that huge in-stock selection of brand new Chevrolets. Even if you pick one based only on a picture and feature list, you experience experience it from the driver's seat at Moore Shoreline, and you'll know it's right for you. Veteran new car manager Arnie Ruthenberg and sales consultants Derek Holland, Rod Teets, Devin Arian, Brendan Weichert, and finance manager Tyler Dick help you find the best model for your specific needs. With Moore Shoreline's higher trade-in allowances and creative financing, it's easier to get your new Chevrolet and find new roads by starting an M25 in Sebring. Call 989-883-2100 or visit MooreShoreline.com.
It's time to get healthy. It's time to start looking up. The days are getting longer, and those warm temperatures will be here before we know it. And before it's too late for swimsuit season, it's time to get healthy. Now. And at Sure, we're here to help you. Make your appointment today with Sure Family Medicine, with clinics in Elkton, Pigeon, Caseville, and Sebring. No matter the stage of life, we have your back. Our primary care providers aren't just here for when you're sick, but more importantly, to keep you healthy. Regular and routine checkups are the key to a long and energetic life, so there's no excuse. Our clinics are open 5 days a week, not two, not three, five. And evening appointments might even be an option. So whether you're 9 days old or 90 years old, it's good to be sure. Go to sure.org for more information and find out why you should be sure. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
It is broadcast number 16 for us on the season on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight as the Beechers, Bucks, and the USA Patriots go head-to-head in the Region 20 Championship. The Beechers' season began with a win over Corunna, 67-59, but then fell by 31 points to Class A Cass Tech. That brought them back to reality for a moment, then they rattled off three straight wins over Flint Southwestern, Lake Fenton, and Flint Hamady. But then a four-game losing streak had people questioning if the Beecher dynasty had ended after all those years.
Well, I'll tell you what, give credit to Beecher's coaching staff for scheduling tough opponents outside their class. A's, B's, makes absolutely no difference whatsoever. It toughens the Bucks for their Class C run.
They're currently, they have won five games in a row, going back to their final regular season game against Flint Southwestern, 85-60. Beecher played seven Class A schools in the regular season, winning three of them. In fact, of the entire regular season, Beecher had only played two games against fellow Class C schools, both against Flint Hamady in their league. Otherwise, 11 Class B schools and 7 Class A.
Yeah, and that Beecher-Hamady series, that was very tough as well because they split their season series, and the rubber match came during the district final with a Buccaneers win.
The Patriot Journey has seen USA put together 24 straight wins, sweep the Greater Thumb West, and beat every opponent by an average of 26 points. But now the going gets tough, facing the back-to-back-to-back state champions. This is the fifth time that USA and Beecher have faced off, with the Bucks taking all four so far.
Well, you know what they say, completing the statement, when the going gets tough, well, the tough get going. And that's what's going to be needed tonight, a tough mindset for two halves for the USA Patriots.
USA is currently on a 24-game win streak. Flint Beecher is 6-0 against the Greater Thumb Conference schools since 2008, beating USA four times and then Sandusky and Harbor Beach each once. Average score in those six ball games, Beecher 69.5, Greater Thumb Conference 46.5.
Yep, not exactly what President Truman might have said, but history has not really been kind, you know. The Buck stops them here. That's Beecher's credo.
Oh, that's bad. With that note, we're going to take one last break. When we return, we'll have the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Sure right here on the WLW Sports Network. USA and Flint Beecher going head-to-head in the Region 20 Championship on WLW Sports.
Hi, this is Mike at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring. We're ready to help you with your maintenance projects. Now is the time to ask about our expanded disc brake selection, wet kits, custom hydraulic hoses, and new tires to order. Stop by to see Larry and I. We are open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. Countryside Sales and Service is here for your Cat, Kenworth, Mack trailer parts. We sell what we run at Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring.
stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up, get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza, and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Some people leave high school sports officiating when their children begin to play. Some get the opportunity to move on to higher levels of a sport. If you were once in the high school officiating family, we want you back in the game, and it's easy to get started. To learn more, visit the officials page of the MHSAA website. There's help wanted, just whistle.